never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So, a group of South African kids, they've assembled their own single prop plane. And they're now planning to fly this aircraft from Cape Town to Cairo and back. We're just talking about what we've done, we did with our lives when we were 17. And so far, you got colors in track, was it?
Yeah.
It's your biggest achievement. Well, yeah. It's better than ours.
And colors outside of school as well.
We remember the story. Malali, it's better than us.
Ek dink die enigste ding wat ek regtig goed gedoen het was ek het graad 11 deur gekom.
That's an achievement. So by ons kom ons ontmoet hulle sommer so van die kant af. Agnes, hallo.
Hallo.
Hallo. So wat het jy gedoen?
Ek was een van die bouers wat die vliegtuig gevlieg het en ek gaan ook 'n passasier wees gedurende die Suid-Afrikaanse toer en dan gaan ek saam vlieg tot Victoria Falls toe.
Okay. So she helped build this plane. Wat jou 'n ingenieur maak, né?
Ja, ek kan maar net so sê, ek kan maar net so wat die titel aanvaar.
Aeronautical engineer.
Nog nie papiere nie, maar 'n vliegtuig gebou so.
Hoe oud is jy?
I'm 15.
She's 15. All right. So how big was the group that actually built the plane?
The group consisted of 20 teenagers. So yeah, we were 20 that built this plane, and we built it in 10 days.
Well, that's nothing. I built a plane out of Lego when I was 5.
Can that plane fly?
Listen. All right. So where did you build the plane?
We built the plane at Tedderfield Air Park, which is in Akenhof, around Southgate, somewhere there, yeah. So we built that plane there.
How long does it take to build a plane?
Take a guess.
2 years?
Under 3 weeks. We actually built this plane under 3 weeks.
I've got to see a picture.
Wow.
I need to see a picture of this plane. Where's the picture? I need a... JK, is it on? Is it on? Okay, go and look at the Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. Lali, check her out. Does it look like a proper plane to you? It's not paper. Just check. Scenic Drive Facebook page right now. Next to you is Megan. Megan, hello.
Hi.
So the way I get it was, this was all your idea.
Yeah, so I'm the founder of Udream Global. So I was part of the build and I'm also one of the pilots flying with today. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you, when you were very... young, you actually wrote a book, isn't it?
Yeah, it's called It's Up to Me, 7 Ways to Make a Difference. Yes. And a cool thing about
you're
this...
You're an overachiever.
A cool thing about this book is Robert Kiyosaki, the author of the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, he actually wrote the foreword of my book, and I've spoken with him on stage and stuff like that. And since then, the book was translated into Russian and became a bestseller in Russian. And then I started doing motivational speaking right around the world, like places in Russia, Kazakhstan, and even America.
Man, I'm blown away. Why haven't you been here before?
Sure.
We've tried to get on, but we haven't had much luck.
You should know the right people around these parts. So what's your central message of the book as well? What's your message?
Well, I've got a few messages, and as I go along on my journey, I learn so many things. With the book, my main message was just making a difference. You may not always have the money to make a difference, but you've got time, you've got knowledge. There's so much you can share with the world, and you might not think it will make a difference, but to someone else that didn't know it, it would make a huge impact. So my book is all about like making a difference. And then the plane building is that never to like limit yourself, because if you can dream it, you can achieve it. If you've got the right goals and you never, never give up and you just keep persisting, you can achieve anything.
So, you decide one day I'm going to build, I want to build a plane. I want to get a couple of teenagers together. That was your idea.
So basically, as I said, I did the inspirational speaking right around the world, and that was all great. But then I wanted to do something big, like something next level. And I've got a huge love for aviation because both my parents are in aviation. My mom's an aircraft engineer instructor and my dad's an airline pilot. So, yes, my love for aviation comes from my parents. And I started flying when I was like 15. And, yes.
Flying your own plane, obviously.
Okay, well.
Flying yourself?
No, no, flying with my dad, of course, because you
no,
can't.
Not an like a passenger plane.
No. just the lights aircraft.
Come on, honey, come and join me up in the cockpit.
Yes, so I actually did my. So today I wrote mathematics, then I wrote my last pilot's exams, matric exams, by the way. But then I wrote my last pilot's exams, and then I did my mock test for my flight test that I have tomorrow. So tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I'm doing my flight test, and then I have my PPL, which is called my private pilot's license, which means by then I'll be able to fly by myself on the plane.
How old are you?
17. I have my pilot's license before I have my car license.
I think I'm going to be president by 30. Yes. Now, next to you is jy die ander pilot, Hendrik?
Dis reg, ja. Ek is die ander pilot vir die trip.
Wow. All right. And what's your story? How old is jy?
Ek is 18 jaar oud en ek het hoor van hierdie projek op Facebook, interessant genoeg. Toe het ek besluit om aansoek te doen vir die projek. En toe was ek deur na onderhoud toe wat ons by ExecuJet gehad het. En daar het ons onderhoude gehad en toe was ek daar geselekt as 'n pilot. En toe moes ons gaan net vir simulator vlugte. Toe was ons daar geassesseer en goed om te kyk of ons dit die actual trip sal kan doen. Yes. En van daar af het het so gekom dat ons nou finaal gekies was as 'n pilot vir die trip.
So jy is twee loodse vir die
trip? Nee, daar is 6 loodse wat mekaar gaan aflos nou deur die hele trip na Cairo toe
en
terug.
En allemaal is tieners.
Ja. Yes, ja.
Nou kry jy die ander in die ander lande of wat? Jy is seker in die vliegtuig?
Ja. Nee. Ja, ek persoonlik sluit dus aan in Ethiopië by Addis Ababa, want ek het nog examens vir die school wat ek daarvan wil voortaan. En dan vlieg ons op na Cairo toe so teen die ooskus. En dan kom ons weer terug na Suid-Afrika.
Man, ja. I'm blown away. Luister, ek het 'n paar boodskappe vir julle. So julle vertrek letterlik wanneer gaan julle Agnes?
Ons vertrek vir die Suid-Afrikaanse leg woensdagoggend en dan vlieg ons Mosselbaai toe. Ons probeer, maar as gevolg van die weer en goed, dink ons nie dat ons by Mosselbaai gaan aankom nie. Ja. Maar ons vertrek die 12de Cairo toe, gaan ons van Mosselbaai Bloemfontein Cairo en dan vertrek
Cairo,
ons
Kaapstad.
Jammer.
Not that we go there now.
I want to go there now anyway. Then we will be in Cape Town on the 13th. Then we're just going to wait for Megan to come
To finish
her exams, because I finished last week Tuesday, so I've been on holiday, but that's when we're leaving for Cape Town on the 15th.
Now you're going to get a sense of how old I am, but my question will be, are your parents okay with this? You're flying a plane to Cairo. Imagine. Huh, Megan?
Yeah, I know my mom is terrified. My dad, so I know this all sounds crazy, but the build was actually really safe because engineers checked it. We had mentors that were busy with their AMEs, which is advanced aircraft mechanic stuff. So they were our mentors, and then the factory would come and just certify everything and make sure like it's all done properly. And several times the builders had to de-rivet everything and re-rivet it if it was done wrong.
Well, it was your first plane that you bought.
Yes. And then the aviation standard is really high. So just getting your pilot's license, there's 8 exams and you need 75% to pass the exam.
Yes.
So I wrote one today. The Scenic Drive with Rion, exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.